This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back to What's on Your Mind, Friday edition, almost the new year upon us, brought to you by our friends at Patriot Mobile. Well, I'll tell you, kind of important to support companies and organizations that share our values, and Patriot Mobile is one of them. They actually not only, you know, share and believe like-minded, you know, but they do something about it. If you go to patriotmobile.com, PatriotMobile.com. You can read about all of the entities and the organizations they give money to. So, I mean, they're giving back. They're the America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they do donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for the causes we care about. So, switching is super easy. If you go to the website, PatriotMobile.com/flag family, PatriotMobile.com/flag family, you can get in on a U.S.-based customer service. You can get in on a switch, 972-PATRIOT. Call them 972-PATRIOT with any questions. Before we get to big game, James, Kat Kamik is on Fox right now talking about the border. I want to dip into this.
The Afghanistan withdrawal, which cost the 13 service members their life. You can go on and on and on about Hunter Biden. You can go on about Mayorkas. You can talk about the crime wave, the 300 people a day in the United States that are dying from fentanyl as a result of the open borders. There is no shortage of items that we have to address, but at the end of the day, we are responsible for our national security, and so we've got to secure our borders, we've got to get this economy back on track, and we've got to reduce the size and scope of government that has infiltrated every aspect of our lives.
She is on a subcommittee. She just, before we got into the break there, Chris, she's in a, I've heard, I was listening to it, she's on a House subcommittee for Homeland Security. She said it took the administration 8 months. 8 months to provide receipts and documentation for over $100 million they stole from a veterans program and put into the omnibus. They ended up getting in the omnibus. 8 months! And now she's saying that they are going to slow walk and muddle up every investigation. The White House has basically said it. Yeah, we'll get that to you, sometime. We'll see when we can work it out. Which is exactly what I said. I love the fact they want to investigate Hunter Biden. You want to investigate Afghanistan. You want to, good luck with that, because these people are very good at deny, deny, deny. And there it is again. And now she's saying they're gonna slow walk all of the requests for anything they request. It's gonna take months to get. Will any of them ever see the inside of a jail cell or anything, any sort of punishment?
My vote would be no.
All right, let's talk some Bison, some Vikings. Let's get off this. It's Friday.
Big Game James McCarty joining us here, sports director at the Flag. James, morning, buddy.
Hey, bud.
Morning, guys. I was waiting for the music. It's tough to try and two-step without it, man. That's all right. No, I'm kidding. Don't worry about it, guys. Hey,
I didn't know you could two-step to this song, but I'm sure it's you could two-step to this.
Hey, that's all right.
You can do the boot scootin' boogie to this one.
We can attempt it, right?
You have to do it faster. Yeah.
Oh,
you got to be getting pumped. When are you heading out?
Oh my goodness, we're heading out Thursday of this upcoming week.
Yep,
we're gonna be down there for an extended weekend. Thank you as well. We've got some friends helping send us down there. Welton's Tire, your family-owned tire dealer on Main Street in Lisbon, online at weltonstire.net. Traditions Restaurant and Bar, a great place to start and continue traditions. Cole Papers, they've been providing good service quality products with integrity since 1918. And ND Estate Services, affordable, focused ND Estate Services. Visit ndestateservices.com. As we look into this week, I'm sure you guys have all seen it.
Did you drop your podcast today, too?
Oh, yeah. We got a new episode of the podcast out there.
Yeah, the Frisco Frenzy
podcast.
The Frisco Frenzy.
So you can go either to am1100theflag.com and click on the sports tab or the podcast tab or your favorite streaming service, whether that's Spotify, it's Apple Podcast, any of those, it's up there. In today's podcast, we went to the dark side, Kevin and Chris. We went to Brookings. And we got the associate athletic director for media and lead play-by-play on the radio for football, men's basketball, baseball, softball, Tyler Merriam. And it went about an hour long, and he did an amazing job, really. And he kind of really helped us get the history of how we got to this point. From the transition from Division II to Division I with both North Dakota State and South Dakota State.
You bet. Yep.
And how they really needed each other to be able to make that transition possible. And then the birth of the Dakota Marker rivalry and the way that NDSU had dominated it for a part, and then South Dakota State has been able to fight their way back. And then all of a sudden we lead all the way up to kind of some predictions and what could transpire when it comes to this FCS National Championship game in Frisco, Texas, a week from Sunday on January 8th, where the Jacks at the moment are favored. The difference is the Jacks are 0-1 in Frisco and the Bison are 9-0 at the moment.
Yeah. Well, there's that little tidbit.
Yeah, just a slight little tidbit about Tyler Merriam. Thank you to him for a gracious amount of his time. He was phenomenal with us, and hoping to be able to run into him down in Frisco and have a couple of conversations. And it was just a really awesome podcast because you got a little bit of an outsider's perspective from the outside the Fargo-Moorhead Metro, and you kind of got a feel for what it's like inside the program for the Jackrabbits and how they've built it up the last couple of decades to get to this point and trying to, you know, at least for this season, be neck and neck with the Bison after beating them in the Fargo Dome from coming from behind a 2-score deficit at the half and winning that game. And now they're going to try and do something that I can't remember the last time it may have happened, beat the Bison twice in a single season, because normally the Bison, when they get a second crack at a team, they find a way to win it. And we're, 9 days away from figuring all this stuff out. But it was an awesome podcast, the Frisco Frenzy podcast with Jace Denman and myself, and we're having a blast at it, to say the least, guys. I mean, that's an understatement. Probably.
I do not. I worked for a while down in Sioux Falls. Met my wife in Sioux Falls. Spent a lot of time. She's a South Dakota girl, and my one real experience at SDSU was not good. It was not good. And you could do the search of the 1990 SDSU Hobo Days riot.
Oh boy!
Okay. Seriously.
Oh boy.
And the band that I played with, the Rude Awakening, the Rude Band, and we played Hobo Days that year, and it was literally they were tipping cars over, things were burning. It was not good. It was a dark day in Brookings.
Oh my goodness!
Well, but they've turned it around. They've come out of that.
Yep.
But I'm hoping for a better experience next time I'm partying in Brookings.
Dana Dykhouse Stadium is now officially a stadium. Because back in the Division II days, it was essentially kind of what MSUM is. You have the grandstand on one side, you have a fence on the other, and then a football field right in the middle. Now they've been able to square it off with stands all the way around. There's an actual entrance, and it's a beautiful facility. Hopefully we can get there and get this, and not looking too far for it, but in September, there's a home-and-home series starting, and it'll start in Brookings this upcoming year in 2023, Montana State and South Dakota State. In 2023-2024 in the regular season, they've both met each other in the last two semifinals to make a berth to the national championship game. So that's kind of a non-conference rivalry that's emerged the last couple of years. And Tyler also enlightens us a bit on kind of that non-conference rivalry that has started to become what it is now. And I'm sure you guys have seen it over the past week or so, but after the Bison punched their ticket back to Frisco, And you heard if you're going to play in Texas by Alabama, roll over the Fargo Dome speakers, and you saw a handful of those Bison that were getting the fiddle ready to roll, and Cody Mauch, the All-American left tackle, he ended up at Moorhead High though with the middle schoolers in their band to get lessons from the 5th and 6th and 7th graders to be able to learn how to properly hold the fiddle.
Yeah, he wasn't
play
really,
a couple notes.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievably hilarious.
He had that June Carter Cash thing going, kind of hanging it down
I
here.
I just loved it, though, because he's a young man who... Hankinson, North Dakota. That's nine-man football
You need to understand about that. He was sawing on a fiddle. And there's a difference between a fiddle and a violin. It's the same instrument.
Yep.
But people that play a fiddle attack it completely differently than someone who plays a violin.
Yep.
Violin is an orchestral instrument, etc. Fiddle, sawing that fiddle, playing it hot, buddy.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just, you rip and roll.
He had it down here like you do and the fiddle players do.
Yeah.
Know, kind of down low. I thought it was cool.
Yeah, he was learning some things, and he's learning how to do it. And maybe, who knows, in a week and a half, just under a week and a half, maybe we'll have an opportunity to hear him one more time before he ends up heading out for his NFL combine training and the NFL draft training and all that good stuff as
What's
well.
Your plan when you get down there? What can we look forward to? Going down Thursday. Then what? We're going to be checking in with you. I know that.
We'll be checking in. We'll give you more updates than you can ever imagine.
All right,
I cannot wait for it. We're going to have videos.
All access. You got the passes.
We're going to push the limits.
Got to have them laminates.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when I got locked in?
I do.
Vikings training camp.
Yes, I do.
I got to pick my words wisely, but we may get into some trouble like that again. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna enjoy.
I don't think they're as serious down there as they are at the bank.
Exactly. Yeah, they want us to have fun. So we got podcasts going up. We got videos going up. We're gonna have live radio reports. It's gonna be a blast. And the Bison, the injury report. Hopefully, it'll be a little bit lighter this time next week. That's the big thing.
Can you hang on a minute?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Let's talk about that because I think that you had mentioned that the. We got to kind of wait for the injury report to see how it'll affect the line of the game.
Exactly.
So, all right, we'll do that coming up. So what's on your mind? Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn, James McCarty hanging out.
In history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local, locally owned, locally serviced. High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com. highplainsapache.com.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That
now, if you all could just picture James McCarty playing the fiddle right now, your day would be complete.
There it is. Oh, he's playing air fiddle right now. Very nice. They're not even playing the fiddle yet. There you go.
What's on your mind? Coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, freedommattersusa.com. Also brought to you by PetroServe USA. This is where I make you hungry. The Glendon location today has stew. Kevin, how's that sound? A little stew.
Fantastic.
For lunch.
I've never had their stew. I might have to sample that today.
9th Avenue Southwest in Fargo, Taco Mac, West Fargo location at 1021 West Main. You have a choice. You got tater tot hot dish or pulled pork. NP Avenue, lasagna. The Yulin location today has meatballs. Harwood Sloppy Joe's, and I bet that is the original Sloppy Joe's recipe. Their Valley City fish and fries or stuffed cabbage. And at the 12th Avenue location, pulled pork. Of course, PetroServe USA monthly specials include the green and gold winter gear, 2 for $5, or Mrs. Call's caramels, a 20-ounce jar for $10.99. PetroServe USA with locations all across the region. PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. Back with James McCarty, sports director here at the Flag, talking to Frisco, talking to all things sports, James, and that injury report that we were talking about prior to the break, very vital to the success of the Bison.
How did that come out?
Yeah, exactly. So when does it come out, and how are we looking?
Well, we're gonna know probably not as much as we'd like to know until Thursday, Friday of this upcoming next week once the new year actually hits.
Okay.
The biggest update we have right now was within the last 48 hours, head coach Matt Entz said that unfortunately, as of Wednesday, that coming back from Christmas, there may have been a couple of guys on the injury report that maybe have not healed or progressed or are as far along in the rehab process as they would like them to be to have them suited up for a potential national championship game on Sunday, January 8th. The biggest thing you're looking at, though, at this point still, with the exception of the three young men that have had surgery, the Hunter Lipkes of the world, you have Mason Miller, and then, of course, Jalen Sundell. Those three have been, they're ruled out.
Yeah.
They're done, and that makes sense.
Clearly.
Everybody else, including what could be Eli Mostert, one of the Mostert twins. Will has been phenomenal all year long. Eli, unfortunately, had that injury and had to have surgery, what was that, early September? There's still a possibility of him being able to come back into that game. It's not a yes. It's not a no. It's how does the rehab go this next last week and a half? How does his endurance build up? How does he get cleared by the doctors if he does with all the contact and all everything that comes along with playing the physical sport of football? You do have the Raja Nelsons of the world. You do have the Tamarick Williams of the world that hopefully will be on the field for that, getting that big bruising back. Opportunity back for NDSU with the loss of Lipke about a month and a half, almost 2 months ago now at this point. Raja Nelson would be able to bolster the receiving core. As we know, a little bit extra help in the receiving core would definitely go a long way for the Bison at this point after seeing how the last couple of weeks have went through the air raid. And a guy like James Kaiser, who he got banged up in the semifinals, was able to finish out that game kind of in that thigh, quad type area. It seemed as though he was all right, and I'm hoping that he'll be 100% for the game here in a week and a half.
This is going to come down to Cam Miller, though. I mean, it always does come down to the QB.
It's going to be
stepping up. You know, maybe the football gods nodding a little bit in our favor, you know.
It's going to be Cam Miller, Mark Gronowski for those two. That's going to be how it goes. Because if you look, Cam Miller's never beaten South Dakota State. Mark Gronowski hasn't lost to North Dakota State. Mark Gronowski has one loss in his collegiate career. If you take out that loss to Sam Houston in the national championship game in the spring of 2021, because he got hurt, tore his ACL in the first drive of the game, so he didn't have a chance to even finish that game, let alone be a part of that, what was a terrific fourth quarter for Sam Houston. Was he 25-1 in his career? His lone loss was the spring season to the University of North Dakota. So he has been an electrifying quarterback for them. He's proven he can throw the ball. He has the Yankee twins out there at wide receiver. He's got Tucker Kraft, too. As of this morning, the number two ranked tight end overall, depending on what sources you're looking at, for the upcoming April 2023 NFL draft. A lot of people are sold on him being a lock for a top three pick, and depending on how his combine goes, how the national championship goes for him, and proving that he's healthy, he could be a friend somewhere in that second to maybe late first round pick as well. Who knows? He could be similar to where Christian Watson for the Bison fell in that second pick of the second round last year. But the injury report's going to be huge. Like you said, it's going to come down to, as weird as it sounds, the quarterback play, and the reasoning for the quarterback play is not turning the football over.
Right. Where do you think the line will land, about 2.5?
It's at 3.5 right now, if I remember correctly, for South Dakota State. I wouldn't even be surprised to see
stay there.
To see 2.5 is a pretty safe bet. Depending on who they get back, I wouldn't be surprised to see it slide to that 1.5.
Well,
but
okay.
I think at this point, with how South Dakota State's played against FCS opponents this year, the fact that this is the biggest thing. The Jacks were down 2 scores to the Bison at the Dome at half, and they ended up winning 23-21. But pair that with the fact that they went out and completely dismantled Montana State, a team that averages 330 yards.
True.
They averaged 330 yards a game on the ground, and they couldn't hit the century mark in that game against them. So the betting line is going to be in favor of South Dakota State in that regard. But at that same time, North Dakota State, they don't lose when they get a second crack at teams. At least to this point, I'm not saying that that's a reason to go bet for North Dakota State, but this is going to be a game that it comes down to it, and you could very well be looking at either a fourth down stop or a third and long interception that propels a drive to score for the opposing team one way or the other. That could very well be the difference in this game. I'm expecting this game to come all the way down to the wire, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was even 20 seconds later than what happened with Incarnate Word and NDSU in the national semifinals, when this game is going to come down to maybe one snap before the game is over.
All I know is I got a fair amount of bourbon and a few cigars from Bottle Barn for this weekend, because it's Bowl City, baby. Bowl. So, and then today, you got to be excited for the Duke's Mayo Bowl today.
Oh,
we were making
man.
Fun of that earlier, but
oh, I love it. Hey,
it's a great time of year. I'm excited to define who's going to get into the national the FBS championship, which will be decided this weekend. It's overload through Monday night with all the bowl games that are going on.
Don't forget tomorrow morning, 11 a.m.
Okay,
ESPN, number 5 Alabama. Number 9, Kansas State.
Yes, the Sugar Bowl.
The All-State Sugar Bowl, baby.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. The Sugar Bowl has got a former Bison head coach in it. How awesome is that? There's a young man from Bismarck Century on that squad as well. And I'm telling you right now, I said it in the pick six earlier, and I'm saying it right now. Nick Saban was complaining about not making the college football playoff with Alabama because he thinks that they're better than a couple of teams that made it. The problem is, he didn't even make his conference championship game in the SEC, and he's about to lose to the Big 12 champion in Kansas State. I'm telling you right now, put it down, Chris Klieman and Kansas State, the Wildcats, they're a different breed. They're coming for blood, and they're going to let the blue bloods of college football know about it here tomorrow afternoon.
We got 5 games today, 4 games tomorrow, 4 games on Monday, and that'll be a wrap on college football except for the championship.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, brother. Always great to have you hanging out with us.
Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, guys. Frisco Frenzy Podcast. Check it out.
AM1100theflag.com so we find out more. Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn in for Scotty today on What's On Your Mind. Back here in just a minute. Stand
by. America's kids are our kids, and they're at risk. Parents are being told they should have no control over their kids' education. And states are taking over health decisions, even letting children decide their gender or to have an abortion. Now Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax all this holiday week, and he's warning about the real dangers to our kids. Rob Schmidt exposes the dangers of the woke agenda to our children and what the big media isn't telling you. Tune in tonight for Rob Schmidt and his special, Kids at Risk. You'll be shocked by what you learn. Plus, watch Newsmax for Greta Van Susteren, Eric Bolling, and more for the real news you need to know. It's the hottest cable news channel on all major cable systems. Millions are switching to Newsmax for news they can trust. I watch Newsmax all the time. So this holiday week, check out Newsmax and Rob Schmidt tonight. Make the switch to Newsmax. You won't look back.
USA News Update. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week while vacationing in St. Croix. Disgraced GOP Congressman-elect George Santos has admitted lying on his resume after he won election in Long Island, New York. Representative-elect George Santos on Fox News says the lies don't matter because he's smarter than you.
No, it's not false at all. It's debatable. I can sit down and explain to you what you can do in private equity, in capital intro, via servicing limited partners and general partners. And we can have this discussion that's going to go way above the American people's head.
The U.S. Coast Guard is searching for four people who were on board a helicopter that crashed into the Gulf of Mexico Thursday afternoon. The chopper was leaving an oil platform when it crashed roughly 10 miles offshore of Southwest Pass, Louisiana. That's the state's most southern point. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Live from the Freedom Matters USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Thank you for joining us. I'm Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn, in for Scott Hannon. Scotty vacationing down in the Sunshine State. He'll be back in the chair on Monday. Kevin, it's been fun to join you this week.
Good to have you, buddy. It is always good to hang out.
It's been a blast. We're brought to you by MyPillow, MyPillow.com. Here's what you need to know. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, any of those sites, just remember the promo code SCOTT. S-C-O-T-T. Anything on those sites, use the promo code SCOTT. Great discounts. Like on the mattress topper, the bathrobes, the six-piece towel sets. So many things on there, and there's not a bad product.
My bride got my bride got the travel pillow for Christmas. She wanted a smaller one. Loves it. And she, not that we do a lot of traveling, she just likes it on the couch and you know, when she's kind of lounging a little bit. Just a smaller version of the My Pillow. So yeah, it went over very well. And I used the promo code Scott.
Again, the promo code SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T. Of course, they've got waffle blankets, duvet covers, down comforters. Man, now I got to go shopping on MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT. Go there today. Joining us now, 33, coming up on 34 minutes past the 10 o'clock hour, the new Fargo City Administrator, Mike Redlinger, joining us here on What's on Your Mind. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
Hey, congratulations, first of all, on the new post at the City of Fargo. You've been the Assistant City Administrator and then the Interim City Administrator, so now inheriting the post from the now retired Bruce Grubb. First of all, for listeners that may not know about you, Mike, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, no, happy to be here today. So, no, enjoyed the last 6 years here over the City of Fargo. I came over in 2016, and prior to that, I had been on the Minnesota side of the river for several years, about 14, 15 years before that. So I've had a great opportunity here. We've got a great team here, and we do a lot of things day in, day out that really mean a lot to people, mean a lot to our citizens. I look forward to continuing that progress, and so you know, I think we've got a lot of momentum on our side, and we talked about that in the interview process. We've got a lot of momentum, a lot of projects that we want to try accomplish here in the next 2-3 years, and so look forward to being here and look forward to being a part of the continued success of Fargo.
What are some of the first things off the ground, Mike, that you're going to be working on? I know with the large staff that the city of Fargo has and the great city commission, I'm sure a lot of the time is going to be spent getting to visit with your leaders within the city, not just the city commission, but all of your departments as well.
Yeah, that's a great comment. It's really both, right? It's talking to the elected officials, getting to know their priorities, their expectations for the position and for the organization, trying to focus on their desired outcomes. But then it's really also getting to understand where that senior leadership team is at. And I talked about that in our interview process, taking an inventory of what their needs are, how we support our people in the future. We are really no different than any other large organization in the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo community. We have workforce challenges. We have hard-to-fill positions. So we're just trying to be intentional to listen to our people, support them where they're at, and try to help them achieve the future they want to achieve, you know, for our people and our citizens. So spend a lot of time in that, you know, that first 6 months just trying to figure out where we go and what our people are really looking for from me as well as from our elected officials. So prioritizing that workforce. And then at the same time, you know, next week starts a new legislative session in Bismarck. And so to monitor that, we're going to have a lot of activity there here in the next legislative session, working with the Fargo, West Fargo, and Greater Cass County legislators on Fargo's legislative agenda.
What are some of the bigger challenges that face the city of Fargo right now? Obviously, with a growing Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo metro, you know, there's the growing need for public safety, public works, public infrastructure. What are some of the challenges that the city of Fargo is working through right now to make what is already a great city a greater city in the future?
Yeah, so a couple of things. You know, first and foremost, you're right. There are a lot of great things that are happening here. And, you know, with those great things that happen, there's a lot of interest in doing more and building more and doing bigger capital projects and expanding public facilities. And that's great. But, you know, I've said this before and I said it in our interview process, you know, we can do anything, but we can't do everything. And so we've really got to prioritize what is the priority for 2023, 2024, 2028, 2029. And so just trying to take an inventory of some of the big capital needs of the community, how to continue to responsibly grow as our flood protection project will continue to kind of establish our southern growth boundary and limits of growth for the community. And then I think, you know, you talk about people, you're really talking about, in our case, a couple thousand people, full-time, part-time, every single day delivering service excellence and trying to understand where we need to grow. We've had a lot of growth, certainly in public safety, but we're going to have to keep up in our public works departments, our utility departments, places like that that have had some staff additions, but probably need some more, too, in the future. And so just trying to listen to our people about where they need to grow and when they need to grow. A fire station. We're going to be doing a fire station number 8 in addition to just serving our southern growth area of the community. So that's another example of where we're never really done, you know, thinking about people, thinking about where we go from where we stand today. But we just got to always be thinking about the horizon line and where we need to be in the next 3, 4, 5 years. So we're going to spend a lot of time on that, no question about it, in the next year or two.
Mike, talk about the legacy that your predecessor, Bruce Grubb, left and the shoes that you are now going to fill as the new city administrator.
Well, we've had great success here in this organization of staff. I call it staff competence, really at all levels of the organization. Bruce exemplifies that, right? He was a department leader here and before that had been in the trench, you know, working here in the department for several years. And so to see that career, you know, reach the capstone of this position, you know, it's just a hats off to him because he put in certainly a lot of time. But that utility excellence, I think, will be one that he'll certainly be remembered for. And you look at the infrastructure that has come in the last 15 years, whether it's water facilities, the expansion of service agreements with our neighbors like West Fargo, you know, that's a real hallmark and real testament to his leadership. So we build on that success. You know, we are continually contributing, we think, in city administration, the city management, to the success of those that came before us. And so we are certainly put your own stamp on it. You put your own projects into place. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, this is about a multi-chaptered book. We keep writing new chapters to fill the book, but these chapters that have come before us have been really successful and have really helped move the community forward. And so we acknowledge that, we applaud that, and we celebrate that.
Next Tuesday starts the next legislative session, and obviously the first legislative session for you as city administrator. Obviously, you've been assistant city administrator before, but coming into the legislative session next week, what are some of the priorities that the city of Fargo is going to be looking from the legislature in regards to, you know, whether it be taxes, things like that? What are you guys going to be looking most to out of this upcoming legislative session?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, Fargo and really all of the larger communities in North Dakota just have some different needs, whether it's public safety, whether it's infrastructure. We're going to be spending time, I'll just pick, you know, two or three topics in particular. We want to spend some time, you know, first on kind of bolstering some of the public health infrastructure here locally that's delivered between Fargo Cass Public Health and our systems, trying to look for more state support and assistance that way. We're going to talk about infrastructure. We're certainly going to be talking about the Red River Valley Water Supply Project that will be top of mind. And then at the same time, we also need to be really thinking about economic development. We partner with the Greater Fargo-Moorhead Economic Development Corporation, and we've got some ideas about how to further expand tools and incentives for business growth and development, because, you know, these local economies do really, really well, but we can always be thinking, again, on the horizon line about how to better support our businesses and the people that are taking the risk and putting their capital, you know, on the line to try to grow more jobs and more opportunities for the people in certainly eastern North Dakota, but really for the entire state for that matter. And so we certainly will be working on economic development. We also, too, will spend time trying to find opportunities with our neighbors, West Fargo, Cass County. How do we work together as partners? Are there things that we can be doing legislatively together? And so we've got a lot of legislators, obviously, in Cass County, and what do we need to do to support them? We've got some new members this year. We have some returning members, and actually a returning member who has served many, many years ago and comes back after a break in service. And so we need to really support the legislative body, and we want to be there, you know, providing good testimony and doing whatever we can to support their success, because when they feel success, you know, we believe that that's successful for us too, and really helps pay dividends back here.
Mike, if you were to look into your crystal ball 5, 10, 15, 20 years down the road, what does the future of the city of Fargo look like?
Well, first and foremost, by 10 years from now, a flood-protected Fargo, a water resourced Fargo that has a stable, long-term, drought-proofed water supply would be ideal in the next, and that's going to be beyond 10 years, but as well as an area where we continue to see a safe community that has strong growth and enrollments in our public school systems, Fargo, West Fargo Public Schools, and just quality neighborhoods. I think that we're going to be talking a lot about neighborhood reinvestment, thoughtful growth. We know, like many other communities, that it is expensive to grow at this time. Infrastructure costs have soared in the last several years. And so we need to be thoughtful. We need to be methodical. But I think that you're going to see us really focus on that continued quality of life here. And we're going to a big growth plan revision and visit this next year to 2 years just to see what a new growth plan looks like for Fargo so that we're thoughtful and so that we're leaving the place in better shape than we found it so that 15, 20, 30 years down the road, the future leaders of the community and the organization see that the decisions made in 2022, 2023, 2030 were the right decisions, were the thoughtful decisions, because, again, we build this story. We all contribute to it in our moments in time, but we build the story and hopefully leave the place in really good shape long-term for future generations.
Mike Redlinger, the city administrator for the city of Fargo, our guest on What's on Your Mind. Mike, thanks for your time this morning.
Well, thank you. Happy to join you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. We'll have our final segment here of What's on Your Minds. Last chance for you to weigh in on the conversation, 701-271-1100,
701-271-1100. Back with more on What's Your Mind after this.
North Dakota is a special place.
Oil and gas supports more than 60,000 jobs in the state of North Dakota.
And the industry is vital to our economy, adding nearly $4 billion in state and local tax revenues.
Why would we buy oil from dictators when we have it right here? We produce it the cleanest, the greenest of anywhere in the world.
Keep creating great jobs and right here in North Dakota.
We support North Dakota oil and gas.
Paid for by American Experiments, North Dakota. AmericanExperimentND.org.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back at What's On Your Mind from the Freedom Matters USA studios. In South Fargo, it's Chris Larson, Kevin Flynn here with you on a Friday edition of the show. Not a shortage of things going on this weekend, Kev.
Well, it's the new year. We've got a lot. I just want to remind, of course, if you are going to be venturing out, have a driver. There will be checkpoints and stuff, extra patrols out. So just, you know, behave and have fun responsibly and no matter what you're doing or where you're doing it, we hope it's a great celebration as we ring in the new year. Kind of excited for it. Lots coming up this year. It's going to be wild.
It's going to be a great year. And 2022, we can finally look at it in the rearview mirror and say 2023, let's be better than 2022.
So
that it seems to have been getting 20. I don't know that you can get much worse than 2020 as you look back in the last couple of years. But then we got two more years of the Biden regime. I don't know. I'm trying to remain positive here, Chris. I'm trying to stay positive.
I see our good friend Jimmy Fallon is on the TV today on the Faulkner Focus.
Yeah, so Jimmy's going to be down. He's doing New Year's Eve in Nashville. He's going to be down in Nashville. Hey, when you call our listener, listen line where you can leave a message, 855-200-1776, when you do that, push extension number 1 and you can leave messages. And this came in.
Hi, this is the Last American Outlaw. I'm deep behind enemy lines in Wisconsin. I just want to call you and tell you, you got a great show. I love it. I want one of them Petro Serves over here by Eau Claire.
Oh, there you go.
The Petro Serve in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, so I can take advantage of those great deals. Okay, that sounds delicious. You guys are awesome.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate the call. And Eau Claire, behind enemy lines in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Eau Claire, Wisconsin's not lost yet. Got the great Ron Johnson and some people that are going to, and I don't believe that Arizona's gone yet either. We'll see. This one came in on the line as
Kevin,
well. Yeah.
I think it was Will Rogers that said, Congress is in session. No one is safe. And one of the founding fathers said something like that too.
I would believe that. Yeah. 855-200-1776. Just push extension 1 to leave a message and 2 to jump on the air with us. Pretty easy. I love it when that happens. Yeah, just looking at all of the things that are going on. Look at it, you know, and your job is apparently as the holder of the office. You know, you took swore an oath, actually. I'm pretty sure I saw the oath sworn with his hand on the Bible, you know, to protect Americans, et cetera. And, I didn't see anything about a 2-week Caribbean vacation at St. Croix on taxpayer dollars. But, hey, they all do it. And I know that. They all, you know, Trump went golfing, Obama went golfing, all of that. We always saw the video. We always saw the pictures of them doing it. One of my things is, why aren't we seeing any pictures coming out of St. Croix of Biden walking on the beach or going to have ice cream or, you know, I don't know.
They don't want us to know what's going there, Cav. They don't.
I think so.
Just saw a Fox News breaking news headline on FoxNews.com. You remember that that murder of 4 University of Idaho students back in November?
Yeah. Yep.
Authorities, according to Fox News Digital, authorities have a suspect in custody. A man in his mid-20s was taken into custody by local police and the FBI at 3 a.m. this morning in Scranton, Pennsylvania. He's a college student but does not attend the University of Idaho, according to the source telling Fox News Digital. So look for more information on that as the day progresses. But maybe we've come closer to an answer of why 4 university students in Idaho were murdered.
That is just bizarre, too, that case. If you're, you know, if you're a fan, you know, and I'm like an amateur lot of things, you know, like an amateur lawyer. I know enough to be dangerous and have a little law conversation. Same with like forensics and watching shows like The Next 48. And I mean, I'm that guy. I'm geeky when it comes to that. But this thing in Idaho was crazy with the amount of blood that was at the crime scene and the gruesome factor that went into this murder, that they didn't have somebody and weren't on somebody sooner than this. Because when that, I mean, and if you're watching the show Dexter, they talk about blood splatter and there's a science to all of it and how, you know, how forensic teams come in and how evidence teams come in and they gather evidence, they do what they do. But for someone to be that, just, I mean, oh my gosh, so evil and what they did in that house, and to somehow just disappear when no blood evidence anywhere, no tracks, it's amazing. I'm really interested to find out how they got to where they are with the person they've got. But yeah, it's just, I just saw that come up too.
Yeah, Moscow police are going to be holding a press conference 1 o'clock local time this afternoon, so we'll get you up to date on that on Monday. Hard to believe it's going to be Monday, 2023, when we come back, Captain.
Yeah, we'll see you next year, buddy. All right, yeah, and Scott will be back again, as we said. Scott will be back on Monday. God willing, he's not flying Southwest, and everything works out fine. But a little more back to normal as we get into next week. So have a great weekend. Enjoy again. Enjoy your New Year's, whether you're just hanging out with family and friends or you're going out and about. Make sure you do it responsibly. Have a driver. Do what you got to do. Do it right. And have fun, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Got to thank, run down the thank yous this morning. Where do we start saying thank you? Julie Fedorchik, thanks for Julie for being on with us today. And nice to meet Mike, the new administrator in Fargo.
Yeah, great guy. Great guy to talk to. Can't wait to get to know him as the years go on.
Absolutely.
And also, Kevin.
Well, and thanks to Big Game James McCarty for hanging out with us too today. And thank you, Chris, for hanging out with me. Appreciate you.
You bet, Kev. Have a great weekend, everybody. Happy New Year. See ya.
Happy New Year.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.